Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. We are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Wow, you said that with such passion.
Passion, vigor,
yeah,
gravitas. Yeah.
Please remember, we're not experts, we're podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And Dori, I do just want to note how non-experty we are because we're talking about a subject today and you just wrote in your notes, I'm bad at this. Really made me laugh.
I mean, I was really racking my brain and I was like, oh no, I'm not good at this.
I mean, see, like we do as much learning from our listeners.
It's so true.
I feel like they've transformed my life. Anyway, listen, if you would like to reach us to give us life advice, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message at 781-591-0390, or you can email us and you can send us a voice memo too at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And please do visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and please do join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Forever35Podcast, where the password is serums. We also have our newly relaunched Forever 35 newsletter, which is really a party, at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter. And speaking of parties, Kate and I are hosting a virtual party, essentially. I mean, right? Anything with the two of us is a party.
Oh, yeah. We bring the fun to wherever we go.
We put the F in fun. No, but we are doing a virtual happy hour on June 7th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It will also be recorded. It's free, but you have to pre-order my book. So.
Okay, done.
Yep. So my book, Thanks for Waiting, The Joy and Weirdness of Being a Late Bloomer, is out June 29th. We love a pre-order. Pre-orders are so helpful. I feel like I've explained this before, but maybe I haven't. They bundle all the pre-orders together so they all count for the first week of sales. Mm. So you essentially get like, you know, months of being able for people to pre-order your book, and then it all counts for the first week. So after that, you just have, you know, whatever you sell that week. But that first week, you get all of the pre-orders. So that's why it is so important for an author to have people pre-order their book. So listen, I would be so grateful if you pre-ordered my book. And I'm so serious about it that I'm whispering.
I pre-ordered your book from Chevalier's here in Los Angeles, one of my favorite local bookstores.
And you know, they moved. They moved across the street. It's actually, I went. It's a lovely store.
Okay.
It is the same, this is a real sidetrack, but it's the same size as their previous store. It's just kind of arranged differently. Thank you for ordering it from there. I really appreciate you. And then once you do that, you can go to dory-shafrir.com. And you can register for the happy hour. We are going to be soliciting questions ahead of time. It's going to be a real AMA situation, including from Kate. Kate has promised to ask me anything.
Yeah.
And I will return the favor.
Wait, you're going to ask me questions?
Well, this isn't just about me, this happy hour. This is about us.
That's true, but let's...
You as the co-author of my book.
That's right. The other star of the book.
The ghostwriter. Kate was my ghostwriter.
I mean, I am in the book. I don't know if I got cut, but I was like, when I was reading an early draft, I was like, oh, I'm in this?
You are. You're it's in like, this.
I met the most beautiful, striking, brilliant woman named Kate.
I mean, and essentially, that's what it does say. I knew we would be fast friends.
I mean, what a pleasure. What a joy, though, I will say, in making an adult friend. You're like, in my 30s, I really made some adult friends. And I just, it's what a treat. You know, you are one of my original adult friends.
I mean, same.
What if we cry during the Zoom? If I have one cocktail, I could cry. I'm emotional right now, so get ready.
I do feel like anything could happen. Anyway. All that to say, TLDR, please pre-order my book. Okay.
Because you know one more.
Go ahead.
I was going to throw one more that I'm hosting a conversation with two of my favorite writers. And I just wanted to throw it out there.
Yes.
In case anyone wants to come, listen, I'm going to be in conversation with Christina Lauren and past Forever 35 guest, Bath Guru extraordinaire Jasmine Guillory. They are both New York Times bestsellers a million times over, and we are going to be chatting on Wednesday, May 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern online virtually. It's hosted by Books and Books in Florida, and I will put a link in the show notes. But it'll be really fun, and it's free.
Oh, that'll be so fun. So the last thing I was going to say is it was a segue into the theme of this episode, which is all about helping future you. And the thing about pre-ordering my book is that it helps, not just helps future me, but it helps future you, because then you will have this book when it comes out.
Well, and it's a real treat when you pre-order, because sometimes if you order the actual hard copy, it comes early. And other times it just appears on your reading tablet-y device like a gift. Like, it's just all of a sudden at like midnight, there's a new book for you to read. And it's just such a treat. So it does. Now, Dory, you claimed to not be good at helping future you. And we got a lot of tips from listeners because someone reached out to us with a question like, how do I help myself in the future? So we got a lot of advice. And I've included some things that I've done this week. But Dory, you just said you're bad at this. Is that true? Or are you being hard on yourself?
Well, I mean, probably a little bit of both. I think I'm bad at the helping, like, immediate future me. Like, I'm bad at, like, meal prepping. I'm bad at cleaning my house.
Let's use different language. How about I'm what would be a different language?
Not
here?
Good at.
Yeah, I'm lovingly. Okay at?
How about I find it challenging?
There we go. We want to talk positively about ourselves.
Yeah. I find it challenging to do things like meal plan or clean my house or like a lot of the examples that people wrote in with. I was like, oh, no, I'm not good at that. I feel like I'm pretty good at kind of like long-term planning future me-ish. Getting better at it. Like, got life insurance.
Yeah, that's good. That's
future. That is a plan for future me. So, I mean, kind of. It's more of a plan for future Henry.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, you know, I feel like I'm kind of getting that stuff together. But I would like to get better at immediate future me, if you will.
I get it. And that's a lot. That took me, I mean, I'm still not I'm still finding it challenging.
Sure.
As you witnessed, I had to pause our recording of this episode because I had to frantically re-sign my children up for their aftercare program after I already dropped the ball on one sign up. And I do think one tip we get is like, if it takes 2 seconds, do it immediately. And I'm really bad about that. I'm just gonna say bad. You know what? It was a dumb idea to try to make the language nice. Kate, what were you thinking?
See, when you have to do it for yourself,
it's a lot harder. Well, I just want to be very critical of myself. I did want to say, like, the most basic way I did some things this week for my future me is that, and for my future family, because unfortunately, or fortunately, when you have other people in your house, they become part of future you.
Indeed.
You know, but I made overnight oats for my kids for breakfast, which
iconic.
They love. So, I know, a legendary meal, I know, but it's so good and so easy. And I did meal plan this week, and I think meal planning is part of it, but you have to meal plan easy meals. Mm-hmm. And I really cannot recommend Julia Tertian's new cookbook, Simply Julia, enough. Julia was our guest recently on our show, and this cookbook has saved my life. She has really simple recipes that taste good. In fact, I made these Swedish turkey meatballs last night from this cookbook, and my daughter like snuck two of them and was like, these are the best meatballs I've ever eaten. And they're the ingredients and the steps are so minimal. Yeah, I find like so many recipes are like, this will take 30 minutes to make. And it's like an hour later and you're like still chopping asparagus.
And it uses like 10 dishes.
Yes. But truly, this cookbook has been great. Everyone is liking the recipes from it in the house. Like it's easy.
I feel like that was one of the things we talked about when she was on the show, is like, not only are the recipes themselves easy, but she also doesn't use ingredients that are hard to find,
mm-hmm.
which I really appreciate.
Yeah, I do too, because let me tell you, even just finding like Worcestershire sauce is a challenge for me.
Worcestershire.
I'm from Massachusetts. I feel like I should be able to say this word.
Worcester
sauce.
That's not how I say it.
I also think America's Test Kitchen is a really good place for simple recipes. And I will include my favorite ATK cookbook that is especially easy and basic. But I do think that's that's part of it, is like making sure the recipes you're choosing are as simple as can be, unless you want to spend a lot of time cooking, which is just I can't do. So that's how I've helped myself, but it's not a ton of stuff. The other thing I will say, Dory, that has kind of helped me is, as I've talked about recently, I've slimmed down on my skincare routine.
Yeah.
And like really makes my nights easier. I'm just like, well, I slap this on and I go to bed. That's it.
That's awesome.
It's kind of like having a uniform for your face. Did I already say this?
Ooh, no, I don't think you did.
Okay, so this was my thought process. You know how there are some famous people, Barack Obama, Steve Jobs.
Yep.
Yeah, you've heard of these
two people. Heard of him also. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Where they have a uniform, right? Like President Obama was just like, I want to wear the same thing every day. You pick it out. I don't want to think about it.
Yes, yes, yes.
I feel like when you have a uniform as your skincare routine, you don't think about it. It's just like, these are the things. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to present 50 million options.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of an interesting thing I've experienced in my so far 6 days of only using the Vintner's Daughter products as my skincare.
You know what? That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, well, well.
So should we hear from some listeners? Should we take a break and transition over to what the listeners say?
Yes, let's do it, because I love our listeners, as I know you do too.
I feel like our opening of our show could be like, we are not experts, but our listeners are.
Totally.
You know? I mean, truly, like someone, I'm just going to give you a preview about what's to come. We had a listener write in about how they plan out their outfits with an Excel spreadsheet that they sent us.
I mean, you know, it's
so
like
smart.
When someone says that, I'm like, wow, I wish, like, I genuinely wish I could be that person.
I do too. And we can't obviously change the, like, basic mechanics of who we are mentally, right? Like, that's never going to, but I do think there can be small changes that equate, that turn into big solutions for us.
Oh,
I'm so profound.
I like that.
All right. Well, let's pause.
Okay.
And we'll come back and hear from some experts.
Okay, BRB.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. Okay, we are back with some promised tips. So, here is the first email from a listener. Hi, Kat and Dor. I am a former procrastinator that has spent the last year training myself to do all kinds of things that fall in line with this way of thinking, and I would love to share some things that work in my home. One, if it takes less than 2 minutes, do it now. Put the shoes away, throw the laundry in the washer, put that plate in the dishwasher, carry that item up the steps, wipe the counter. By doing all these little things throughout the day, I'm able to enjoy my evenings with a show or a book instead of straightening up the house before bed. Two, purchase household items before you run out of them. Having a small backstock of cleaning products has helped me tremendously. I'm actually ordering mine monthly now and not having to run out to the store because I ran out of detergent or dish soap is small but freeing. Same thing goes for skincare, diapers, toilet paper, etc. 3, do the laundry. Do it. Do it right now. And then fold it. And then put it away. Also, purge your closet. Keep the things you love. Get rid of everything else. Future you will thank you when they open that closet and love every option. 4, go to bed when you're tired. Stop scrolling. Morning, you will really appreciate it. Being home during a pandemic made me want to make my home a true sanctuary and not just a place where we keep our stuff. Cleaning and organizing helped me manage my anxiety, and I actually spend much less time cleaning now that I have a routine. You know, it's like, I know all of these things. You know what I mean? I know this.
Yes.
I know I should do the thing that takes less than 2 minutes. Like, I've heard that 1,000 times. I know I should just do the laundry. You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't. Like, is it laziness? Is it like, I don't know what it is.
I mean, right now,
I think it's laziness. And like, you know, it's funny what this listener said about being home during the pandemic made me want to make my home a true sanctuary. And like, I feel that, but I feel like I've just like given up. Truly.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, we've had these suitcases out in our bedroom since like February, and I keep being like, we're going to put those in the attic this weekend, and it's May, and finally I just shoved them in the back of my closet because I know I'm going to use these suitcases in like 4 weeks when we travel, so I was like, I can't, I'm just going to hide them. Like, we're never going to put these away. Sometimes it's just too much. Laundry is the worst, though, because it literally takes me 2 minutes to put it away, and I let it sit in the basket all week.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, this is.
Yeah.
So this is, I appreciate this advice. It's the execution and the practice that is where I stumble.
Totally.
So what I would love to know from this listener, actually, is how did they... And they said that they're a former procrastinator who has trained themselves. So I would love to know what their training program was like. Like, did you just start with one thing? Did you start with all of these things? How long did it take you to get this into habit? So many questions.
All right. Now, you know, it did. Yes. Sorry, just one more thing. It did kind of remind me of one sort of personality change that I did make in myself. That took some training, but I have done it, which is not being late.
Amazing. Okay.
Do you remember this?
I do. And I do remember that it was something you really thought about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I feel like for the most part, I am no longer late. Like, I will occasionally say to you, like, I need 5 minutes, like, before we record or something. Oh, but like...
Always. Me too.
When I'm... Like, I met some friends for dinner last night. I was the first one there. I got there 2 minutes early. When I went over to friend's house, remember, last week, I went to see friends. I was the first one there. Mm-hmm. I got there before my other friend, who's always the first one there.
Oh.
So, I don't know. So, I feel like I did that.
Yeah, so that's a huge accomplishment. So I think...
So maybe, like, this is not as insurmountable as I think it is.
Well, maybe it's picking one thing instead of, like, 50. You know what I mean? Instead of trying to change everything, you just say, oh, I'm going to be a person who, you know, just the laundry. I'm going to get the laundry done and do it, and even though I hate it, and let that be your next thing. So you're not like, I'm going to do all these things at once. All right. Moving on. Okay. Here's an email. In today's mini episode, you talked all about taking care of future you, which is something I do a lot, sometimes to a fault. You all mentioned a lot of the things I do, laying out workout clothes the night before, food prep, etc. But something I did in the before times that was so helpful to future me was sitting down each Sunday and picking out all of my outfits for the coming week. I originally started doing this after starting a new job with a much fancier dress code that I had been used to. I had a limited clothing budget, so I had a small number of pieces that I needed to make 5 outfits from, and hopefully not the same ones every week. So I made a list of all the different pieces I had and used a spreadsheet to map out which pieces went together. Then each week, I sat down and decided which outfit I would wear each day. This helped with things like, if I wear my black cardigan on Monday with that green top, I won't be able to also wear it with my blue dress on Thursday, or I have to do a lot of walking on Wednesday, so I probably shouldn't wear my tallest heels that day. A note that I don't find dressing myself to be particularly creative or fun, so having it all done ahead of time and not having to make the decision each morning made my days a lot better. You're a genius.
Wow. What? Wow. Do you think you could ever do this?
I mean, I do fantasize about having like 10 items of clothing and just rotating that.
Yeah.
But I also worry that I've like gotten into shopping as like a form of like avoidance or like mental health care. So I need to like really reevaluate. Oh yeah. I'll just be like, buy. So I don't know if I could do a spreadsheet, it's really smart though, because when you have a limited number of pieces and you're working, so you want to make sure your outfits are changing or whatever.
Yeah.
I like the idea of like mixing and matching and being strategic. I think this is really cool.
I do too. I think this is great. Ugh, I'd love to see your spreadsheet, to be perfectly honest.
She sent it to us, Dory. She sent it to us. It's in an email. I'll forward it to you.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to look at it. Okay. All right. Well, shall we hear a voicemail?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hi, this is Talia from here in LA. I have never called into the podcast, but I had to pause and call in when a caller called in and asked what we do to take care of our future selves. And something that I love to do is I have a note in my phone titled Where Things Are. And in this note, I write down where things are located in my house so that I can find them in the future. I have a terrible habit of when I don't know where something goes, I think, where should this go? And then I get an idea of where it should go. And it makes so much sense. And I put it there and then I never, ever can find it again. So in this list, I put everything that I don't have a random spot in the house that I've stowed it. For example, I have silicone nipple covers. Don't have a good spot for them. I've written down exactly which drawer those silicone nipple covers live in. Anyways, love you guys so much. Listening to you right now as I do my nighttime skincare routine. And thanks for everything. Bye.
Wow.
Tell you what a fantastic idea.
Yeah, that is a fantastic idea.
You know, my mom, mm-hmm. I think I've mentioned this to you. Maybe I've talked about it here, but like before she died, she went around her house and like listed where everything was, listed how to do stuff, listed who to call. So she really prepared for future us. I know it's very weepy, but like, I know. I know. And then she also put on her La Mer how much to use and how not to, like, don't take too much. So she really thought of everything. She was great. I know.
Martha.
Oh, Martha. But yeah, live by my mom's example. Write notes for your dumb family. Put them all around. Or for yourself. I like this idea because I do this story where I'm like, I'll put this very important piece of paper here. And then two days later, I'm like, what? Where did it go?
Totally. I'm like, I know I put this somewhere.
I know.
But so I wouldn't lose it. Like, where is that?
It's gone.
It's totally gone. All right. Well, should we take another short break?
Oh, we should.
Okay, let's do it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. We're back with an email. This person writes, "This is one of the best practices I've ever done for our household. Two adults, two toddlers. Here it is. One, figure out your meal plan formula for a week. For us, that means two entrees and a soup or side dish. Two, make the entrees and immediately freeze a quarter to a third of it. Three, do this for 3 weeks, and then on week four, bring out the frozen entrees of the past. This way, you have a week's worth of meals already cooked, plus you save on that budget."
Oh, okay. I had to think about this for a second.
Oh, no, I'm still doing this math problem in my head. This is literally like an SAT question, isn't it?
Yes. But I get it now.
Right. They on week four, they've prepped all the entrees. Yes. Like, they just bring out a whole smorgasbord of frozen food.
Yes, exactly.
I do this a little bit where I make double of what I'm cooking, and then I kind of just freeze a lot of it. I make double also because my family, we all eat a lot, but then whatever's left, I'm like, I'll freeze these meatballs or I'll freeze this little bit of like chili. And so we have it as backup.
You know, one thing that I do just want to flag is that, you know, when we're talking about things like meal planning or even like house cleaning, when it's with in a heterosexual partnership or family, I do feel like these responsibilities, these future us responsibilities, very often fall to the female partner.
Interesting you say that, Dory. Interesting you say that. You think a lot of straight cis men are doing podcasts about how to help their future thems?
Yeah, but they're probably talking about like working out.
not like meal planning.
Protein
for their
shakes. Yeah. Look, I might be making a blanket generalization. There could be a million podcasts out there, but like I kind of doubt that like Joe Rogan is like, "Hey guys, let's talk about meal planning for our families." You know what I mean?
Maybe. I do.
Maybe he is. I don't listen to Joe Rogan.
Can you imagine if that we found out that that's what Joe Rogan's podcast was?
It was like a meal planning podcast.
He's being paid gajillions of dollars for his meal planning podcast.
Oh my
gosh. My partner is very good at the getting stuff done immediately. He does it every Sunday. He sits down and does our bills. He's instant. Like if when we divide and conquer, you know, family tasks, mine take like weeks to get done and his are like bam, 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 bam. He's just how his brain is. So I do the meal planning. But yeah, I would say yes. Emotional labor. Let's flag it. Let's flag it. Yep, make sure
I'm just,
this is being
equally
divided.
Just flagging it. Just
flag away, Dory. Flag away.
Just flagging.
All right. Here's a text we got.
Actually, you know what? Sorry. I have one more thing to say about that.
Oh boy, Dory's on the soapity.
No, I'm not. I'm actually, this was a self-revelation that I just realized as we were talking about this, is that, you know, I suspect that some of my avoidance of future me / future us tasks is my like internal rebellion against this idea that I need to be responsible for it. So I'm like, I'm just not gonna do it.
Okay, now I like this. Some psychoanalysis.
Yeah, this is not a soapbox. This is like, let's break this down. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
and then but it's tricky because then like I also suffer.
Yeah, totally.
But I also don't want that responsibility all the time.
I get it, Dory.
So I don't know what the happy medium is. And you know what? You know what phrase is my least favorite phrase in the world?
I don't?
Just tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah. I can't fuck with that shit. That makes me crazy.
You
figure it out, motherfucker.
I hate that because I feel like that is what always comes up in discussions of mental load and emotional labor.
Yep. The onus still becomes on the person.
It's like, well, just tell me what to do. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I'll do whatever. Yeah. I'll do it. It's like, well, yeah, but you won't think of it. That's the issue. Mm-hmm. So then it's on me to tell you what to do. And I don't like being in that position.
No.
So I think that like part of this for me is like me being like, well, fuck that.
Yeah.
But then it's like, but then the dishes pile up in the sink. You know what I mean? And it's like, well,
I do know what you mean.
Like, who's that helping?
Right. And not neither of you. But then you kind of get into the standoff of like,
yes.
I'm done. Like, I'm stretched.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. Another thing I just wanted to raise.
I appreciate it. I like where this conversation's going, actually. I think it's very interesting.
Thank you. Well, thanks.
All right. Well, here's a text that we received that's kind of in line with the meal planning. This person says, I have a double whammy for you. In response to the listener asking about what we do for our future selves, I roast sweet potatoes for my smoothies for the week on Sunday or Monday morning if I didn't get around to it the day before, and put all the non-frozen ingredients in the blender at night. So all I have to do is add frozen pineapple and blueberries and water in the morning. Fast and easy. The double whammy piece is I rub salt, pepper, cinnamon, and olive oil into the potatoes before I roast them, and then take a couple minutes to then massage all those goodies into my hands. The salt exfoliates and the oil moisturizes, and my hands are soft all week.
Wow.
You've got it down. You've got it down.
I feel like this is real like self-care multitasking.
My question is, what smoothie has a sweet potato in it? I've never heard of that.
I mean, I feel like you could probably throw a sweet potato into many smoothies.
Sounds good. I mean, and honestly, I would just eat that cinnamon, salt, pepper sweet potato like on its own. Ooh, it sounds really yummy.
Yeah.
But their smoothie recipe is sweet potato, and then they said frozen pineapple and berries, and I'm wondering what else goes in it. I'm going to be Googling sweet potato smoothies because this is fascinating to me.
That does sound good.
And then every morning you pick up your cup and you're like, my hands are so soft.
Yeah.
You know, another listener did call in and also say that they do a lot of their, like, Sunday morning is their time, and they do like their meal prep for the week on that Sunday morning so that then they have everything ready and they just like heat it up or like make a side dish or something. And I've tried that, and it's a lot of work on Sunday, but then it kind of does pay off.
Right.
Well, we've learned a lot, I think.
We've learned a lot. We have a lot to think about.
We do. And I do think that you raise a really interesting point, which is like, if you're in some sort of partnership, I mean, not even necessarily living together. What about co-parenting? Like couples who are no longer together, who are like, how are we in our variety of entities, whether we're single, living alone, in a multi-generational home? I don't know. How do you split this up? Like, how do you navigate it with another person or other people? Just a question I have for you. As Dory
just,
has
just
has
raising a question.
All right. Well, listen, we've got to wrap it up, Dory, but this has been very fun and interesting to talk
about. It has. I'd love to talk about this more.
Me too. All right. Well, I'm going to go oil and salt exfoliate my hands.
Okay, great. I'll see you later.
Bye. We'll talk to you later, everybody.